This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. Will you send me an email to joe@therealside.com? That's joe@therealside.com, where you get involved in the conversation for real. You can hop up to the chat room on @therealside.com. There's also a feed, Facebook feed. Come on. I'm just learning that you can turn a computer on with an electric switch. There's a Facebook feed where you can get involved in the conversation as well with people that are much smarter than I am, I assure you. So you can have some fun with them as well and get involved in the conversation there as well. If you want to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, people, it really isn't that hard. So, you know, you read all these stories about the bakeries that wouldn't, you know, make a cake for a lesbian couple or a gay couple or a same-sex couple or what have you. So you read stories about how that goes on. And, you know, that's in all the papers and everything else. You read how the photographer that wouldn't do the wedding for same-sex couple, that became a big deal. That was all over the place as well. And now we have a boss that has decided, if you voted for Donald Trump, yeah, you just need to move along. Really that simple. Which is just, it makes me nuts because where is the mainstream media on this? Why aren't they all over this? As they say, why aren't they on this like white on rice? Joe, like I said, 855-732-5563. So the boss tells his pro-Trump employees they need to take a hike. They need to go away. If you vote for Donald Trump, you may not feel welcome at Grubhub. How many of you use Grubhub? Let's see how many of you really, really, really have the wherewithal. I mean, we're talking about ordering from somebody different, right? These are the guys that they go around locally. They pick up food and deliver it to your house. Can you do without that? Can you find another service that will do that? Can you find a friend that will do it for you for a while? The CEO of Grubhub, an online food delivery service, sent a company-wide email Wednesday suggesting employees who agree with President-elect Donald Trump's behaviors and his campaign rhetoric should resign, like now. It goes on to say, if you do not agree with the statement, then please reply to this email with your resignation because you have no place here, wrote Matt Maloney, co-founder of Grubhub. We do not tolerate hateful attitudes on our team. You know what's really funny? He says there's a lot of things that Trump has said or alluded to that the Dems have done. They've got plenty of members that have said the same things. They've got plenty of members that have alluded to the same things and nothing. Absolutely, positively nothing. They haven't called for their resignations. There was all kinds of pressure before they asked for Mr. Wiener's resignation, didn't they? I'm sorry. He went on to say, Maloney, Hillary supporter, sent an email Wednesday afternoon with the subject line, "So that happened, what's next?" He made it clear in the email statement that he's personally stunned and deeply concerned with the results. Well, you know, heck, I'll tell you what. Maybe we should let the people that are buying food from him, having him deliver food, maybe he should tell them that he won't take their money. He doesn't want to go to their houses. He doesn't want to step foot on their you know, doorsteps, if you would. Right? These are, they're cowards. This is what I'm trying to tell you. He didn't put out, did he put out an advertisement that said, hey, if you voted for Trump, don't call us? We don't want to deliver food to your place because we hope you die from starvation. Did he do that? Of course he did, because he's a coward. I absolutely reject the nationalist, anti-immigrant, and hateful politics of Donald Trump, and I will work to shield our community from the movement as best I can. You mean as long as you'll take community money from the Trumpers? What, take the money and not deliver? No, he'll deliver to them. Are you serious? These left-wing socialist pigs will take money because they're capitalists really at heart. They just want the they just want the other ones to feel their, you know, feel like they're warm and squishy with for them. I was going to say it differently, but I won't. CEO made it clear that he's particularly concerned that Trump's victory will empower others in the workplace to act out against marginalized groups. You mean like white Christian men? I'm just asking. While demeaning, insulting, and ridiculing minorities, immigrants, and... Did he not read any of those DNC emails? This is why I say they have a double standard. And, you know, at first I used to say they have a double standard or that they, you know, they really... no, they're not. They're just deceitful. They're just deceitful, hateful people. And you need to get... Because they're calling other people hateful for doing exactly the things they're doing. Donald Trump talked about what he wanted to do to women. Bill Clinton actually did it. Trump's the hateful one. Bill Clinton just happened to hang out with bimbos and whores. That's according to Hillary. And gold diggers. And whatever else she said. No, come on. Really, seriously. You know, and I'm going to give myself some credit here. I was speaking the truth long before Trump, well, not long before Trump came on the scene, but from a political standpoint, you know, I don't think I had a filter. I don't think I've ever had a filter. No. You know, I mean, if there's little kids in the room, I have a filter, and I don't swear, so, you know, anyway, unless you consider the word sucks a swear or something like that. While demeaning, insulting, and ridiculing minorities, immigrants, and physically, mentally disabled worked for Mr. Trump, I want to be clear that this behavior and these, well, actually, if it worked for Mr. Trump, it worked for what? Because, you know, see, they're accusing him of all these things. Therefore, anybody who voted for him has. So what he's saying is half the country is racist, homophobic. I can go right down the list, you know, demeaning and insulting and ridiculing and all that fun stuff. But it's not. It's a game they play to scare the stuff out of you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, really. Seriously, we got Kara Davis is going to join me, and she's a contributing editor at Red State. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests I love to bring on with me from time to time, which he has time for me. Very, very, very busy lady is Kira Davis joins me. She's a contributing editor at Red State. Kira, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right. So, first and foremost, were you surprised at the result? Come on. We've been on before.
Yeah.
Were you surprised Tuesday night, scratching your head, going, what the heck does happen here?
Yes, 100%. I was surprised that I was happily surprised, because I've been, you know, angry and disappointed that Donald Trump was the nominee.
Sure.
He's not who I chose for the primaries, and I never thought he was, like, a great guy. I never thought he was a racist or anything like that. That I really don't believe that. But it turned out on election night that, you know, I was able to accept that this is what the people want because it was just so overwhelming. But also, it was just so wonderful to see the media melt down like that gradually from the beginning of the night to the end of the night. It was so satisfying. It was worth.
Even if you couldn't stand the guy, the fact that you saw every one of them looked like they were sucking on lemons all night, didn't they?
It was gorgeous. It was glorious. Joe, I have never in my life rewatched election coverage, and I went back today and yesterday and watched two separate broadcasts of the entire night. But I just couldn't get enough of it.
No, I, you know, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking they were so sure that they had it. Who was it? Oh. Somebody on Fox today said that the mainstream media, people like her, what was her name? No, the one on Fox.
Marsha.
Oh, Megyn
Kelly.
No.
Megyn Kelly?
No. This was it wasn't Megyn. Huh?
Meghan McCain.
There you go. They all look the same to me. Meghan McCain, she came out and said they're going to have to rethink. I mean, mainstream media's got to regroup and rethink. They totally discounted the 99%. They thought everybody,
well,
right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I think the interesting thing is that that's what the conservative media had to do after 2012. Because although Romney was pulling behind, I'm sure you remember, we all thought that there were, quote, shadow Romney voters, like they're, you know, we're seeing these shadow Trump voters. We all thought that there were lots of people who were shadow voters because they didn't want to admit that they were going to vote against Obama a second time.
Right.
And what happened was we got all that wrong. And the conservative media had to step back from that and reevaluate and say, you know, well, we need to reevaluate how we look at polls, you know, how we, you know, take people seriously when they say, you know, we support this person or that. And there was a shift in conservative media at that time. And now on the left, that's exactly what this election has done. It's going to make a shift. I don't know if it'll be a shift for the better, but it's at least given a lot of people pause.
But listen,
I find that fascinating.
But Kara, when they sit there and they really believe that they had it, they know what's better for us, they are just smarter than we are. When they sit there with that kind of attitude, how is that going to change?
That really bugged me on election night, Joe. That was one of my biggest pet peeves. I watched the ABC news broadcast with George Stephanopoulos and that crew. and as the night wore on and these votes were coming in and it was obvious that Trump was on some kind of a roll, then they started talking about uneducated white voters.
Yes.
And that was a term that they used all night long. And I thought, that is so rude and insulting. First of all, the idea that if someone doesn't have a college degree, that they're uneducated, because that's what they mean.
Yeah.
That's the only measure they have for uneducated, is a college degree. But also that uneducated people can't think or analyze or, excuse me, people who aren't college educated can't think or analyze. And actually, Joe, you and I know that the opposite is true these days, looking at what's going on in the country. I mean, colleges are canceling exams and tests. My daughter's school had, like, grief counseling.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's just crazy. It's insane.
Do you need a certificate for that, or can I go do grief counseling? How does that work? I'll help them kids out. Oh God, and don't you think this is now? Some people think that the riots that are going on or the protests that are going on were very much put together, well planned out, that kind of stuff, just in case this happened.
I always tend to believe that because I came up in blogging. I started in blogging right around when the Occupy movement was coming up. And I had the opportunity to be in a few protests. And one of the things I learned covering those protests were that there are two factions always of rioters. And one are the true believers, the people that just are angry and get out there and want to be heard.
Right.
And a lot of those people in the Occupy movement were actually quite nice and polite. But then there was the professional protesters that
right.
had funding and were organized and had lawyers, and those people usually came out at night. And that's always when the trouble would start, because they have courses, they take classes in disruption and causing,
wow,
you know, physical disruption. And so there is, I believe that these riots and protests we're seeing now it's the same way. So I'd be willing to bet that there's a faction that is just angry people and a faction that is well organized. And that's what Black Lives Matter does now. They're just organizers.
Yeah.
And it's an official group now, and they have money and they have people on staff, and that's what they do now.
They should keep cashing those George Soros checks. I really, 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 really. let me ask you a question, and you know, I've asked all my black friends this question when I come on the show. Do you believe Trump to be a racist?
No. Matter of fact, my husband and I were talking about he's black also, and we were talking about it earlier, and he was like, I said, you know, I never once, Donald Trump's been in the public lexicon for as long as I've been alive. I have never once heard anyone say he was racist.
Not Billy Graham.
Sexist maybe, or like a jerk maybe. I've heard those things because he's rich, you know, and white, and that happens. But I have never heard anyone accuse him of racism until the election started. And my husband said, even after the election started, I never heard him say one thing. He was like, especially, you could interpret his comments about Muslims as such if you want to. But black people have absolutely no reason. Like, he said nothing about black people. He's not a threat, except, you know, maybe some awkwardly phrased things about the inner city, you know?
All right, we got up against it. I know you got another thing to do. Tell people where they can find you really quick.
RedState.com, that's where I write, or you can look me up on Twitter at Real Kira Davis, and I am on Facebook at Kira Ayn Davis, that's like Ayn Rand. thanks so much, Joe.
Kira, always love having you on. Hey, when we come back at the bottom of the hour, we're going to hear Whoopi Goldberg lose it. That's not a big deal, but this one's really bad. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money?
Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this little thing today online, I'm proud to say, I'm happy to say, 56% of the, where I live, close, you know, in my neighborhood, my precinct or whatever, 56% of them voted for Trump. I guess we're safe. I know we have some flaming liberals around us. I didn't know how many or how many we didn't have. But I guess we're doing good. We're doing okay. All right, so I don't know some of you. I know I can. I don't believe that some of you that listen to my show listen to The View. I just probably the first time you're hearing this. You might have heard about it, but it's probably the first time you're actually hearing it. And so I want to have some fun with this. Because these freaktoids, especially one in particular, she came from pretty much sleeping in a dumpster, right? You know, with all the white privilege. Because, you know, only people with white privilege make it anywhere. But then I do not believe how many of you watch or listen to this show and swallow the ignorance of the show. So I'm sorry to have to, you know, assault some of you audibly, but here we go. Let's hear what they have to say.
I don't know what scares all the rest of you the most is that not since George W. Bush has there been a White House, a Senate, and a House of Representatives all from the same party.
Sorry, wrong answer, Joy. You lose. Look, shows you how uneducated she is. Remember they talk about those uneducated? She's it. Maybe she's the uneducated white woman that Nancy Pelosi was talking about. I didn't say it. She said it. So you can take it up with Nancy. Write her the letter. Not since George W. Bush has a party had. See, she's a coward. She meant to say Republican Party. But apparently she doesn't remember the first Obama's first term. Or maybe she didn't know they were Democrats. Or maybe they didn't lean far enough left for her. Come on, Joy. Give us some more wisdom here.
Mm-hmm. And then the FBI has stuck its nasty little nose in the middle of this. Plus the Supreme Court, who knows where that's going to go. So the only checks and balances we have are us, The View. That's it.
The View is our check and balance. People who are ignorant and have no information. How excited am I? I mean, seriously. They're our check and balance. You've got to be out of your mind. Your Siri just kicked on for no reason. That's hilarious. There's no check and balances. No, honey, the check and balance is the three branches of government. That's the check and balance. And when you have a guy like Oblamo in there who doesn't see three branches of government, who does whatever he darn well pleases, who think executive orders are, you know, the king's writ, if you would, that's when you have a problem. The checks and balances are already there. The Supreme Court is already... See, you're fine with them. This is the disingenuous part of this whole thing. Right? Because if Hillary had won, we wouldn't have protests in the street. Why? Because their person won. Because they see themselves as so self-righteous, so right about everything, that only their people are the ones that can do the right job. And it doesn't matter what the bulk of the American people say. Again, as I gave you the numbers earlier, 35 governors in this country are Republicans. Kentucky wiped out in the legislature. It's now run all by Republicans. After 95 years, they went, you know what? We're done with you guys. See, I think Trump hit the nail on the head when he said, you've been voting for these people for 60 years. Give us a chance. You get the same old, allow us to do it. But it ain't The View. I'll tell you what. If you're taking your information from The View, I guarantee you're a Hillary voter.
That sounds great in theory, but one of the things he did was...
Who's that lady? Yeah, in the pink shirt. How the hell you are. Sarah Haynes. It sounds like a cupcake company or something like that.
He blocked media out of things. They weren't even allowed to go on his plane.
Yeah, but we're not going on his plane. We're going to stay right here and talk.
Yeah, but within the party, and I've been talking about this a lot, within the Republican Party, there are such bold differences. You have a libertarian wing of the party. I've always said, how does John McCain and Rand Paul wind up in the same party? They disagree fundamentally on foreign policy issues. I mean, Hillary Clinton was...
Well, gee, that's funny. Wouldn't that kind of make us the Big Ten party? That we're okay with all kinds of views, all kinds of way of looking at things, all different ways to approach a problem. Does she understand what she's saying? Now, that's what's her name, Jedediah Bila. Now, I like her. Okay, but I also have seen her when she's been on other shows, like she's on this one. I have seen her kind of change her skin, if you would, depending on who she's talking with and dealing with. So I kind of lost a little respect for her, but I always liked the fact that she was willing to stand her ground on Fox. She's a liberal Dem, but she's got a little... she seems like she has common sense when she's on Fox. I always liked her. So this may made me change my mind to her. Let's see.
Far more hawkish in her speech than Donald Trump was. So I think there are a lot of checks still. I think the Republican Party is trying to figure out who they are and what they stand for.
I love this. So the Republican Party is trying to figure out who they are and what they stand for, yet... You guys got obliterated Tuesday night. You only have 15 states that you govern now, and you don't even have total control of those. We have 35 states that we have governors in. 33 we have total control of. So I'm sorry, I'm missing this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? The logic here is so backwards for that group. The way they approach things is so 180 degrees of right. It isn't funny. It's actually scary. Come on, guys. You've all been around somebody in your family. You know, remember Uncle Fred? You kind of don't leave him alone with the kids on Thanksgiving. Right? You got these people that are just whacked. And you listen to them and you go, okay, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then you walk away and after a while you start thinking, wow, that person's dangerous. They're sitting around, now the Dems are sitting around talking about how bad the Republicans are.
And Donald Trump will want to do some things that people in that party will not approve of and will stand up against, and they will fight for other things that he...
Now listen to what she's saying. I want you to listen to something here. She's saying that from within the Republican Party, she hasn't mentioned the Democrats yet, that Donald Trump, the leader of the Republican Party, is going to want to do things that the rest of the people aren't wanting to do, and the other Republicans are going to stand up to him. They're going to shut him down. They're going to slow him down or shut him down. Think about what she's saying here. We're willing to fight for right from within. This is what she's saying. And if you think about this, the Dems don't do that. When His Highness, their Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama, when he wants something, when he says something, the Dems scurry up behind him and go, yes, sir. Yes, my lord. What can I do for you? What do you want me to sign on? What do you want me to fight for? They didn't buck him. There might have been one or two things in 8 years they pushed back a little bit on. And there was a lot of fighting going on from within when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House to try to get them to come on board. So don't give me this stuff. Here you have a solid, sold-out Democrat strategist that is saying the Republicans will fight from within to do the right thing.
He necessarily doesn't represent. So just because something says Republican doesn't mean that there's a consensus on issues. I can say that for sure.
We'll see.
Plus, you're here. You're here to take them on every minute of the day.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, a joy. It's such a joy knowing that you're the one taking them, taking us on.
You know, and I'm already on his enemies list, as are you, Whoopi. So.
Okay, who's a pink? Who's the girl in pink? No, excuse me. Who's the lady in pink?
The one on the right?
Yeah.
Sarah
who? Sarah Haynes. What is she, what's her big whoop? What does she do? Okay, never mind. It's all right. No, no, it's cool. So Sarah Haynes now, she's going to hit this, and she's going to be a little bit too pure for those women of the View. Take a listen. I mean, God forbid we talk about God, right? No.
For me, was maybe being caught off guard that I wasn't in touch with the country I live in, and that maybe I am in a bubble. When critics come out on social media and say you don't know what the world's about, sadly now I woke up and I thought maybe I don't. Like I was, yeah. Really was like a punch in the gut.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, Joy and Whoopi are agreeing with her, but they're not agreeing with her for the same reason she is. They're kicking the gut there. They're kicking the gut as they can't believe that their saintess, lordess, Hillary Clinton, didn't win. We'll take this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement services. May not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the team.
Well, the team, yeah.
But the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to get involved, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to 1,000 other programs. Why you'd want to do that, I don't know. I figure you have a high IQ. You've tuned in here. You know, and I do. I really do appreciate it. Here's one fella. No, I'm sorry. Not a fella. I apologize. But Diane canceled her account to Grubhub. I encourage all of you to do that. Why? If we're really going to fight, okay, and some of you, I actually had somebody write me an email, and I should have pulled it up, but I had somebody write me an email once and said, you know, you got to stop calling for a boycott. When you call for boycotts, people lose their jobs. People have to feed their families and all this other stuff. And you know what? No, I'm not buying that for a minute. Because really, you stop buying from Grubhub. I don't know who their competitor is. Let's just say it's a competitor hub, whatever, right? Competitor Grub. And they're going to go to that one, right? Uber has Uber and Lyft now. There's two biggies. So Uber has a competitor. So if you don't like the way that Uber's treating you, or you don't like Uber's political stance, take Lyft. We need to force choices on people. When I say that, you know what I mean by that. I mean, so if you really believe in what some of you are saying on that Facebook feed, if you really believe in what I'm speaking tonight and what you believe, stop using Grubhub. and let them know why. Send them an email as to why. I have a friend of mine who spent big bucks at Costco. I don't know if you have those all across the country, but we have them here in California. It's one of those big warehouse stores. You know, you get a 55-gallon drum of molasses or something, whatever. Anyway, he took his Costco card in there, and he cut it up before he got there. And he put it in his hand, and he got to Costco, and he said, I want to see the manager. So the manager came in. He pulled the manager's hand, and he put the card in his hand. He goes, you pulled all of Dinesh D'Souza's books off of your shelf. And he said, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to get every friend I can, and every customer that comes to my store, I'm going to tell them what you're doing, and I will never buy anything from you again. And that manager called him about a week later and said, we have two cases of the books. How many do you want? So it makes a difference. Even Costco doesn't want to lose clients. We can make a difference. They do it on the left. Why don't we do it on the right? Just don't shop there. Let them know why. There are more stores around than Starbucks. I can't stand their coffee anyhow. Can I get sued for that? No. I just don't like their coffee. First Amendment, honey. Yeah. That only works if you're a Dem. Don't you know that?
No.
Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks a lot for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. In the third hour, Michael Housen will join me. You all have a lot of fun with him when he's on. I have a lot of fun with him, too, when he's on the show. But I'm going to get back to our ladies at The View. Right? These are the women that a lot of other young women are listening to. Now, if that doesn't scare you, if that doesn't send a little chill up your spine, I really don't know what will. So we've got them. I want to get to this one part in particular because I just want to have fun with Whoopi. You know, the woman who thinks that the reason that she's a multimillionaireess is because of white privilege. Right?
I just say my heart is beating so fast. I'm
okay. Who's that woman? Come on, you're the one in the red.
Burray.
Who? Candace Cameron Bure. Really? Seriously? That's a joke. Right?
I'm a little nervous to even speak today. I honestly didn't think I'd be sitting on this side.
Candace, don't be nervous. Speak the truth, sister. Tell them what it is.
Of it this morning.
You thought she was going to win.
I didn't think Donald was going to win.
No one.
And I can't say that I'm upset about it.
Joy says no one thought Donald was going to win. Joy, you're not too swift. There were some of us who really thought he was going to win. There were some of us who really thought he could pull it off.
I know that over half of America voted him in and are happy that he's there. And yet I'm in this room with a lot of people that don't seem to be happy about it. And
you know, I think it's hilarious. This is the end of the world for these people. Now, the worst president ever was George W. Bush. I mean, biggest imbecile that ever walked the face of the earth. This is according to them, not according to Joe. And, oh my God, we survived him. For you liberals, you survived George W. Bush. The biggest, worst, nastiest person in the world. You survived him. How did that happen? Oh my God, how did that happen? You know, I get the biggest kick out of it. Anyway.
Though there are so many things, the way that he has spoken and talked about people that I absolutely do not agree with, I was a person that voted on policy. And so in that sense, I am happy with the result. And yet, if anything, I hope, no matter which side you were on, it brings all of us as a people to a horizontal posture, that it brings us to our knees, our face to the floor, that we pray.
My God, did she ask people to pray? Can you do that on TV still? And yeah, yes, I know, because anybody who believes in God, anybody who believes in prayer is an idiot. This is what I mean. It's not equality. It's all about control. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with equality. It has everything in the world to do with control.
For our country, that we pray for him, whether you think he...
Now, I don't like Mr. Obama. I didn't like any of his policies to speak of. I did pray for the man. He's the leader of our country. I didn't pray for him to drop dead. I didn't pray for him to get sick. I didn't pray for him to resign. I prayed for God to lead him to make the right decisions, to bring the people to him, to show him what he wanted done, what needed to be done. Okay, whether that happened and he just ignored it, I don't know. I have no clue. But I do what I'm told to do, which is I pray for people in positions of authority. That's what I'm told to do. So guess what I do? I do that. And that's all she said. And even with this liberal audience in there, she still is getting the applause.
Could turn this upside down, or you're praying that he will uphold the positions that he said he would. I pray that we come together for that.
So listen to her. Listen to her conversation. It's about coming together. Okay? You pray depending on what you believe, she said. You pray either that he does what he said he's going to do, or that he changes his mind and does what you perceive to be the right thing. So she's not putting either side down, is she? There's no negative connotation for anything here. I think she's being more than positive. Don't you?
In humility.
Am I going to get to Whoopi soon here? Okay, good.
Because God says when we humble ourselves.
Well, yeah, God says a lot of wonderful stuff. It really does. And I like that.
And that's your topic. She's being condescending. Right up the chute. Isn't that nice of her? She's being condescending to one of her fellow womenships. She's being condescending. The same person that says she wants to make sure that everybody has equal access. She doesn't really mean everybody.
God a lot. But I have to say that given the bigger picture of what Donald...
What happened to her hair? Did the razor die when she was halfway done? Half of her head is shaved.
Trump represents, it is not so comfortable for me. Because not only does he now threaten how things are going to be done with kids of color.
I love that. So she's going to make a bunch of general statements here with no proof to back them up, with nothing to speak as to why. Okay, he's going to do things to kids of color. Threaten kids of color. Do you realize that this man was never accused of this kind of stuff? That Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton actually gave him, you know, a Lifetime Achievement Award for the black community right up until the time he decided to run for president. All of a sudden, well, there isn't one.
With women's rights, with my right to decide what is right for my body, not what somebody else says what is right. Not just my rights about my body, but... You know, my friend's children are afraid because this fool has said, and I know he's the president, but for me, when you scare children by saying you're not going to let them stay in the country, you're going to separate them, children don't know what you're talking about.
Well, shouldn't the parents be doing their job at that point in time? Right? Shouldn't parents be able to say, hey, that's not what he means, honey. That's not what's going on. Shouldn't parents look at their kids and go, okay, here's what he's talking about. Here's what he's talking about doing. What do you think?
They hear these things, and it's crazy. And this is a bigger picture. This is bigger than him. This ripples out in so many different ways. It affects gay folks, gay marriage, transgender people. This has huge effects. Whether we are a nation who believes in people's rights as they are constituted.
Do we believe in everybody's rights, Whoopies? Or only the ones that you believe to be the rights? You just rolled your eyes at a woman that was talking about God. So you don't believe in her rights. You don't believe in her right for freedom of speech, do you? I'll bet you don't. I'm Trump Senior, your host. I got to go get some oxygen. We'll be back in a few minutes. Michael Hausman joins me in the next hour. A lot more coming up after the break. We're even going to talk about that other Michael Moore. He had something to say about, as you can imagine, about the election. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll catch you in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side, which is real living. We'll be back in a minute.